You're
fuck
cutting
you.
That part
no,
out.
No, fuck you.
You're cutting that part
fuck
out.
Fuck you.
I'm Bobby Lee. No, Lemonhead.
This is you. Hey. I'm Andrew Santino.
Your house looks like a fucking anthropology store.
It's light
and
night.
Fucking bullshit. And I have to sit there
you
and
live
go,
in a booger cave. Fucking piece of shit. Don't talk shit about my mom.
The hovel is what I like to call her.
So you're saying because we're real friends, you don't care about
white piece of shit. You look down on other
this
people's
is my
culture.
Holiday.
You look down
this
on
is
other,
my holiday.
You look down on other people's culture, dude.
You're so annoying.
You know what rat leather is?
Rat leather?
Yes.
Is it what your mom uses to make your clothes when you were a kid?
No, rat leather is similar to the stankiness of your mom's vagina.
Okay.
I mean, you started with my mom.
It's a professional workspace, dude. We can get
what?
Sued.
You get fucking angry for no reason. I'm asking a question.
Don't point it at me.
Get back
don't
up.
Don't fuck
back
around.
Up.
Don't point
back
it at
up.
Me.
So.
Put it on. To give me the safety.
No.
Give it to me.
Fuck. Yeah, and keep it in. Don't even edit it out. That's what you are. That's what you are. Cut that.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Bad Friends, everybody. Yesterday was Father's Day, and oh boy, I miss my dad. And the thing is, I wanted to write a Father's Day song, and I told you I was going to do that too.
Yeah, you promised me, and I thought you weren't going to do it. I'm being serious.
And I forgot about it, and then we were sitting here outside waiting for you because you were late.
I wasn't late. I was getting you sugar-free Red Bull. Rudy, was I getting sugar-free Red Bull?
Yeah.
See?
Okay, but were we here before I called him?
Dude, yes. You called me.
It doesn't matter.
No, you called me.
All
and
right,
said,
let's. Can we do the Father's Day? What's you angry about?
You always do this to me. You trample on me.
Trample.
You're trample. You trample on
trample,
me.
Trample.
You trample.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
You. Trample.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, trampley.
So, you know, while we were waiting for you, because we were early.
Because I got sugar real. Will you go?
Yeah, and I wrote a song real quick. Because I write a lot of music on my GarageBand, so I just came up with it. I have an older, like, weird song, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I wrote a song for my dad.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right. Daddy, I love you. Daddy, why you die? Happy Father's Day, Daddy.
Sent it to the Hudsons, what was in my head? You were dead and I whipped out my phone. I can't fucking believe I did that shit, I'm all alone.
Okay.
I miss you, Daddy.
Daddy, I love you. Okay, there we go, that's a song. Very good. And I have another thing that I do that I don't really talk about, but if I'm on an elevator and anyone over the age of 60 walks onto the elevator,
you
I'll
hold
get,
your breath.
No, I'll oh. get off the elevator.
Anytime.
Every time.
Why?
Because, especially if I'm alone in the elevator, because if this person dies, I'll probably just leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because I don't know how to call, and I don't know who to call. I don't know what papers to sign. I don't know who to interview with. I got shit to do.
You don't have to do almost any of that.
If you died in an elevator and you're just by yourself, well, you can't just leave.
You would just go, somebody died in there, and then they show up, and then the paramedics help them.
Okay,
and then
so let's get this. Let's play this out.
Okay.
All right. I'm in an elevator.
Yeah.
Old man walks in. Old man walks in, and then he goes, hello, young man. I was in the Korean War. Because old people always say something like that. Or they'll say, you know, oh, I love that Chinese restaurant down the street. And I'll be like, oh, okay, cool. My heart. Dead, right? Elevator open. I call. Beep, 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 beep. Hi, is this the hospital? I don't know who to call. Is this hospital? Well, you got to call 911. Oh, fuck. 911. 911. Yes. An old man died. What's the address? I don't know. I'll be right back. And I got to run outside. I got to look at the address. It's 55443. What street, sir? What street are we on? Tamberlin. What state? California. Oh fuck, California. Tamberlin 995543. California, Tamberlin. Okay, well then, the ambulance will be there as soon as possible. Can I leave?
No, you have to go back in with the man. Go in right now.
Oh fuck! So I run back in. Oh fuck! I gotta do something. I gotta put my mouth in his mouth. I blow.
Goes up.
Then I fucking chest.
His bowels just lost.
Just. Oh fuck! Yeah. Then I leave the elevator. I'm leaving the elevator to go back outside. I'll probably have a cigarette. It's now by this time though. Oh yeah.
Sir?
Yeah.
Were you the man that called the police?
I'm the one.
Okay, what happened to the man? Where is he?
He's in the elevator.
All right, come with us right now. Come with us right now. Come with us right now.
And I put my
get with me right now. Come on, let's go inside.
Let's go right in. Dum, 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 oh dum, shit.
Is that him right there?
Of course, there's another dead guy around the block.
Sir, I don't need your attitude. I'm just trying to find out how this man died and when he died. Did you make him shit or poop? Did you make him poop?
Because I don't know what to do, so I just punched his chest.
So you caused this man to throw up and have diarrhea inside of this elevator?
Well, because I put my mouth on his mouth and
Turn around, sir. You're under arrest. Turn around. You're under arrest.
What the fuck? I have an audition.
You're under arrest. That's it. That's what happens.
That's why I don't want to be in the elevator with
him. That makes perfect sense.
If there was an animal you had to have sex with, though.
Forced?
Yeah.
Probably sheep. I'm from Ireland. I think they do that shit all the time.
Yeah. Sheep.
I think because it's soft.
Yeah.
And they're, don't laugh at me.
Yeah.
I think because they're soft.
Yeah.
And even if they get upset, they're just like. So it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Hey.
For me, it would be panda.
Oh.
Because they're so cute.
Well,
right?
I didn't even think this through.
And you could, here's the thing. If I was having sex with an animal, I wouldn't want them to think, Hey there.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody fucking me. Right? I wouldn't want them to think that.
You just want it to be a thing.
No, I don't want them to go, hey there.
Well, then if you fucked a big animal,
but
then they wouldn't.
What I would do with a panda is you give them a grade A bamboo.
Oh, like high
they
end.
They love to chew that shit.
Wagyu bamboo.
Right? So I'd be like, here's bamboo. Like, oh. They'd be like, hey there. Mm-hmm. And then I would, you know what I mean? And they'd be just so focused on.
But don't they get so fucked up from the eucalyptus? Is that eucalyptus? Is that pandas?
No, man.
Who eats eucalyptus?
Sloths.
Sloths. And they black out, right? They just pass
they
out.
Yeah,
they get really fucking high.
Because sloths, they go, well, sloths live in trees. How can you get them? Because I thought about this, yeah. Right? Honestly, I don't know why I thought about this, but yeah. In Papua New Guinea, there's a lot of sloths, right?
I didn't know that.
There is, right?
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would go to Papua New Guinea, right? And sloths, you don't know, I Googled this. I don't know why I researched this. But sloths, they come to the ground while they take a shit or they go to the bathroom.
I've seen this.
Right.
I've seen this in Costa Rica. They come to the ground.
Right.
Yeah.
So imagine a bunch of sloths in the tree, right? Where you going, Johnny? And sloths like,
I gotta take a shit. I'll be right back.
And as soon as he lands,
get him!
50 dudes come out. They form a train.
Yeah.
Right? And then he's trying to run away. Right? And he's like, and his buddies are going, run, Frankie! And Frankie's like, I'm trying to run. Right? And he gets on the tree. Right? He's already been raped 40, 50 times, right?
Yeah, dude.
And people are like jumping up and tagging him. Right? And just ripping him.
Well,
right
as he goes
tree.
Up, the taller guys get to go.
Yeah, the taller guys, right? I mean, that would be a nightmare. They'd be extinct.
Play this for you because this is from my family to yours. This is happy birthday in Korean. Let's all sing along for Bobby.
Let's do it.
Sang you chukam nida. Jiju kiso, jiju kiso, jili sang ram ham nida.
Kyoto Boda Dirkopli. Bio Boda Dirkopki.
I might leave.
Jabba Dose, Jangahani. Happy birthday to you.
You're welcome, dude. That was so nice.
They don't do shit like that for you in North Korea.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say this?
Yeah, say it.
Yes.
All right. Have you ever met anyone from North Korea?
Yes.
Yes.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
It's like an Eskimo. You've never met an Eskimo. You've read them all in the books and the fairy tales.
What
right?
the
You could play with them in video games, maybe. But you've never met one.
Your energy needs to change.
You get it going. Go get your Coke.
I'm
Go get your Diet Coke.
Your energy needs to change.
Your energy needs to change.
What?
I came in here, you were all fucking, no hellos, nothing.
I said hello!
No, you were like in your own world or whatever.
I'm fucking working on the show that you're on with me. We're hooking up the computer.
Get your fucking thing.
We're getting stuff done.
Get your thing.
It's gonna be a good one. I'm taking your fucking butt. Don't!
Thing, man.
No, don't, seriously. Don't.
Right, well, then, back up.
That's dangerous. I'm serious.
Back up then.
Put it on the safety.
What?
Don't.
The back
don't
up, point the back, it. The back up.
Don't point it.
Back up then.
Don't point it.
I want this.
Put it down.
I'm going to shoot you with this.
Put it down. Put
dude,
the safety
back
on.
Back up.
Put the safety on.
Back up.
Put
dude,
the
back,
safety
back,
on.
Back up, dude.
Don't
I
do
swear
that.
To God. That's not even on safety.
You could fucking hurt someone real bad. Don't shoot
it. Back up then. I will not shoot it if you come. If I have a boundary. Do not cross the boundary.
Put it on the desk.
I will shoot you with it if you don't fucking sit down.
Put it on the desk. Put it away from you. Put it away from you.
No.
Put the safety on.
No, I'm not keep putting the safety on.
Yes!
No, dude.
I'm leaving. I'm not going to record today.
I will not shoot you, I promise you. If you get anyone near me.
I'm putting the safety on the gun.
Sit down.
I'm putting the safety on.
No, I know how to unsafety it, friend.
No, you don't.
I will shoot you. Sit down. I promise you I won't shoot you.
If you shoot me, I'll never do we'll never talk again. That will fuck you know how dangerous that is?
All right, dangerous. Sit down then.
Don't give me a
no, I will not!
Oh my god.
Sit down! I will shoot you.
Let me put the safety on.
Just sit down.
Don't point that at me. And don't do that.
All right. Well, then just sit down. I won't. No.
Don't
talk
no,
about safeties.
Don't
talk about safeties. Don't talk about safeties.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk about safeties.
Don't point that at me ever again.
I won't. You pointed at me.
No, I didn't.
Huh?
No, I didn't.
310 to Yuma style.
No, you walked in and I showed you the gun.
All right.
I showed you the gun.
You didn't shoot my fucking hat.
Give me the gun here.
I will shoot your redheaded face.
Don't point it at me.
Back up.
Don't fuck around.
Back up.
Don't point
back
it
up,
at me.
Back
put
up.
It right here.
No, I'm not going to put it there.
Put it here.
I need to protect myself.
Put it on to give me the safety.
No.
Give it to me.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because that can fucking really do damage.
I'm not going to hurt you.
I need to put the safety on.
No, just put it down. Let's start the podcast. I will not fucking do it.
Give it to
put
me.
Put it down. It's fine.
Give me it.
Okay. I will shoot your head if your attitude doesn't change.
Look, I'm being 100% serious with you.
I'm being 100% serious as well.
If you shoot me with that gun.
Yeah.
If you fucking shoot me.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. My hands, these hands,
yeah.
will fucking pummel your stupid face until it's silly putty.
Okay.
I will knock all your teeth out. Mm. I'll stomp your fucking neck in. Mm. I'll beat the living shit out of you.
Interesting.
If you shoot me in the face with that, you're fucked.
Okay, can I say this?
Look at me in the eyes. You're fucked.
If I shoot you in the head with this, and you beat the shit out of me, you're fucked.
Why?
You'll see.
Why?
Because you think that this is the only weapon that I have right now?
That's my gun.
I know. I have other weapons as well.
Give me my gun.
No. Let me just have it.
No, Bobby.
You'll get it at the end of the podcast.
I want it.
All right, let me ask you another question, may I?
Mm-hmm.
If I shoot you in the head.
If you shoot me in the head.
Let me just follow this through, please.
Okay.
And you beat the living shit out of me. Listen, would you end this podcast forever?
Mm-hmm.
You swear to God.
If you shot me in the fucking head.
Yeah.
With an airsoft gun.
Yeah.
Those are rock hard BBs.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not even the plastic ones.
Right.
I would beat the living shit out of you, and then I'd make you do a podcast with me, and that would be our final podcast. I'd make you do one all fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
And bleeding and dripping and no teeth.
Yeah.
And me with a bullet.
Can I shoot George?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
point it at people.
I'm not going to throw it. Look at my hand's not even on the trigger.
Dude, it's supposed to be on the side. Your trigger finger should be on the side of the gun.
Like this.
Don't point it at me!
Like this.
Yes.
Okay.
Put the safety on.
I'll put the safety on.
You don't know how. You have to pull back on those things and it's not on.
S. It's under S.
No, dude. It's not on. Look, I'm going to show you. Yes. Put it up. Now put it away. Put it down.
Okay.
That's it. Now the safety is off. You just turned it off again.
It says S with the red.
That's it's going to fire right now.
Okay.
It's not going to fire.
Okay, good.
Point it at the plant. Shoot the plant. Shoot the plant.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know what my fucking, you know what my.
Can I shoot the screen?
No. The TV?
Yeah. Let's just see what happens.
It could ricochet.
It could bounce.
Close your eyes. Turn around.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
But that's my TV.
How much is it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking TV. Like what? Then we got to go get a new one.
All right.
I kind of want you to do it now.
And I want to.
But if you do it, I'm cool with it. We just have to go get one then.
I'll go buy one now.
I know.
I'll go to the Best Buy and get a better one.
Here's my only fear.
What?
I don't care about the TV. It's a piece of shit TV. But the cameras. What if it hits one of the cameras?
Odds. If I look at...
It bounces. The ball's going to bounce everywhere.
Odds of it. Though.
Shoot your hat again.
It's right to me.
Yeah. It's going to ricochet right at him.
Aim it here.
Okay.
If I aim it like this, it'll hit George in the face. And I'm not going to do it.
God, dude, if you do it.
Here's your gun.
Thank you. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Close your eyes, Bobby.
Really?
I'm going to do it.
You don't have the balls.
I don't have the balls to shoot my own TV.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
Oh my God, dude. I'm so scared.
You're a pussy. You're weak, right? That's what it is. If you shoot me, I honestly, I don't need to do this podcast.
Me neither.
If they shoot me, we're dead. This is it. This is it. The last one we do.
You're right.
Okay.
Say goodnight. Then take out your penis. Let me shoot your penis.
No.
I would never shoot you. Hold out your hat, though. Can I shoot your hat on
camera? No. Shoot the screen or nothing.
I don't want to shoot the fucking TV. Then we're going to have to get a new TV.
You're weak. That's it. Bobby, man.
Bobby.
In life, this is for showbiz. This is for entertainment purposes.
It's going to ricochet and bounce off and hurt.
I'm going to turn around.
Watch your eyes.
I'm going to close my computer.
Yeah, you can close the computer.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, no signal. 1. Oh, right in the middle.
Holy
shit, you did break it. And it says no signal.
By the way, it ricocheted and hit me right on the shoulder.
No, really?
Yeah, I swear to God, it didn't hurt.
Oh my God, it did hurt. It did break it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Why did you do it?
You fucking said to.
I was kidding. Why would you do that?
It was kind of fun.
It was fun, huh?
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Okay. Tokepang here. Today, Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't want to do this. Bob, I don't want to do this. I don't want to.
What, you made me fucking do it?
Jimmy Kimmel, he's not going to host the show for a while. So I'm going to try to get the job there to do the hostings.
You have to fucking do it.
I can't, because I don't know what to say.
It's your fucking idea.
Give me any joke to say.
I do comedy too. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, here we go. Hey, alive around the world is the world is absolutely insane right now. What's going on around the world?
Hey, everybody, talking bang here. Oh boy, what's going on in the world right now? It's crazy. It's 150 million thousand people die from corona, and boy, Melania Trump, I fuck her. I fuck her.
You gotta make it G-rated. Network TV. So,
oh, okay. So I saw this. Oh, boy, what's going on around this town right now? Holy moly. Shit. 150,000 million people died from COVID-19. Donald Trump, wife Melania. I stick it.
Stay away from having sex with the president's wife. Do anything else but that.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There was a guy who was raising sea turtles. And check this out. And he's selling them. He's selling them at, 2 shells a pop. This guy's getting a killer deal on that.
Don't talk about the Maloney.
Yeah, don't talk about the president's wife.
The BLM, Black Lives, they matter. And, you know, you go to the protest, right? You put sign, do not do that to the black, right? And, you know, one time I went to a protest, and I saw a woman protesting with her, where she looked like, you know, Melania.
Not the president's wife.
No, but it was not her because this was in LA.
Okay.
So this is not her, but she looked like.
Okay.
She looked like Melania. So she protesting black lives, black lives. And I was getting toward her too, like black lives, getting to that, right? Yeah. And then I hit like this, her hip, right? And I look at her, I go, you know, one day you and I could go, come bang, bang.
No! Stop saying you're gonna have sex with the president's wife.
She's not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Stick to current events.
Oh, current. Okay. Oh my God, what's going on with the Y2K? The Y2K, man, 2000. Everything is gonna be wiped out.
There's a
Melania.
What?
Melania Trump. She's hot.
If you, we're never gonna get this gig if you do that.
BetterHelp. Oh my God, Andrew, my favorite thing in the whole world is BetterHelp. I was a miserable guy, you know, this year because I had never done therapy. But through BetterHelp, I get therapy. I'm so much more happier and freer.
Look, it's incredible. It's helped me out. You start talking to somebody in 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line.
They match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can like start communicating in under 48 hours. It's like they match you up with the perfect person.
They really
know?
Do. Yeah. If you want to change, it's free to change with somebody. So traditional offline counseling is quite more expensive. Financial aid is available for you guys here. And during these tough times,
oh my God,
people need it.
Real tough.
People need to talk to somebody, and you really should use BetterHelp. Wants you to start living a happier life today.
It's also more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available.
Yeah, and so many people have been using BetterHelp. They're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states.
Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better, H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Bob, tell them the special offer that we
special
got.
Offer for Bad Friends listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
That is BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Babble. You know what, Andrew? I always thought that I was too dumb
no.
to learn a different language.
No, you're
but
not.
But through Babbel, I've been learning French.
I've been learning Spanish, Espanol. Check this out. ¿Dónde está el baño, Andres? See?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, see, I'm doing a good job. I'm learning. Look, it's a language learning method
Bonjour,
designed to get you speaking.
Pepe Le Pew.
There it is. You're going to speak a new language within weeks. Babbel is a language learning method that's designed to get you speaking a new language within weeks with daily 10 to 15 minute lessons. That's so easy. It's so quick. And it's super interactive. Right, Bob?
Oh, I love it. It's easy to use.
Yeah, it is. It honestly,
yeah.
No joke. If you sign up for Babbel, you can see how quickly you'll start picking up stuff very fast. And it's also street slangs. It's not just like
yeah, it's how naturally people talk to each other, not this technical stuff that other services.
Yeah, biblioteca. It's not really formal. It's a lot more loose and fun.
Realistic.
And you can speak 14 different languages on there.
Oh, my God.
Spanish, French, Italian, German, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Speak the language like you always wanted to with Babbel. Tell them what we got for them, Bob.
And right now, Babbel is offering our listeners 3-month free with a purchase of a 3-month subscription with promo code
Bad Friends.
Visit Babbel.com and use promo code
Bad Friends
on your 3-month subscription.
That's Babbel, BABBEL.com. Use that promo code
Bad friends.
Babbel, language for life. I want to do something real fast because everybody loved it when we did a little scene reading, and I'd like to do a scene reading right now.
Yeah,
with
but
you.
I don't know what movie it is.
It doesn't. You'll figure it out almost right away. I want you to put on this, if you could, and I'll put on one of these things. So we're going to be doing a little classic scene reading, and I'll put on. You have to put on that. You put on one of those around your neck as well. I'm going to be doing a little classic scene reading here for Bob. This is one of his favorite movies. He said this, so we have to abide by what Bob likes and wants. Oh, I forgot I have to take my headphones off. But we're trying to get dressed here.
Do you want to do the direction or should Andres?
Yeah, let Andres do the direction. That would be great. All right, give me those scripts are right there.
What are the beads for?
What do you mean, what are the beads for?
Do I put them on?
Yeah, you got to put them on.
Okay.
Okay, put them on and are you going to put back on your headphones or no?
Yeah.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Give me a script and give him a script. This is something that the fans really wanted and also something that you love.
What is that?
All right, so you're going to be the role of Rose, and Andres is going to read some of the scene direction. Okay, go ahead, Andres.
Wait, what movie is this?
You'll figure it out almost right away.
Is it The Notebook?
It would be almost impossible for you to not figure out.
Is it The Notebook?
Nope, but you'll just figure it out almost right away.
You're close. Okay, so guys, ready? Interior Rose Suite.
What?
1912. Like in a dream. The beautiful woodwork.
First of all, Andres, just before cut. Just project a little bit more. Mm-hmm. You have to project a little bit more because you know you're acting as if you're the director or whatever. Does that table read?
You know they went to film school.
I know they did. So right, just so project a little serious. Bit more. Right, slow it down a bit.
Okay,
let's start from the top. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go.
Interior. We
go. Hold on 1 second. My phone's ringing. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Rogan. I'm not going to answer it.
Yeah, answer it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, he won't want to be on the show.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Well, let's start from scratch. Here we go. Let's start from scratch. Go ahead.
Okay. Interior, Rose Suite. Like in a dream, the beautiful woodwork and satin upholstery emerge from the rusted ruin. Jack is overwhelmed by the opulence of the room. He sets his sketchbook and drawing materials in the marble table.
Will this light do? Don't artists need good light? That is true. I am not used to working in such horrible conditions. Hey, Monet!
What movie is this?
He crouches next to the painting, stacks against the wall.
Isn't he great? The use of color? I saw him once through a hole in this garden fence in Givinieri.
She goes into the adjacent walk-in wardrobe closet. He sees her go to the safe and starts working the combination. He's fascinated.
Callis insists on lugging this thing everywhere.
Should I be expecting him anytime soon?
Not as long as the cigars and brandy hold out.
Clunk. She unlocks the safe. Glancing up, she meets his eyes in the mirror behind the safe. She opens it and removes the necklace. Then holds it out to Jack, who takes it nervously.
Your necklace. You hold it to me. Give it to me. What is it? What is it? Is it a sapphire? What is it? What is it? Is it? What is it? Is it a sapphire?
A diamond. A very rare diamond called the Heart of the Ocean.
Zach gazes at the well beyond his comprehension.
I want you to draw me like your French girl wearing this.
He looks at her, surprised, and then we cut to interior bedroom. Jack is laying on his pencils like surgical tools. His sketchbook is open and ready. He looks at us. She comes into the room wearing a silk kimono.
The last thing I need is another picture of me looking like a China doll. As a paying customer, I expect to get what I want.
She hands him a dime and steps back, parting the kimono. The blue stone lies on her creamy breasts. Her heart is pounding as she slowly lowers the robe. Jack looks so striking, it is almost comical. The kimono drops to the floor.
Tell me when it looks right to you.
She poses on the divan, sitting like a cat into the position we remember from the drawing. Almost.
Just bend your left leg and a little and lower your head, eyes to me. That's it.
Jack starts to sketch. He drops his pencil and she stifles a laugh.
I believe you're blushing, Mr. Big Artiste. I can't imagine Mon Gier Monet blushing.
He does landscapes.
tied on Jack as his eyes scan up to look at her over the top edge of the sketch pad.
We want him to finish.
Finish it!
We have seen this image of him before in her memory. It is an image she will carry the rest of her life. Push slowly in on Rose's face.
Wow.
I know what movie. I don't know what movie.
You still don't know what movie it is?
No, I don't know what movie it is.
How can you not know?
What movie is it?
Jack, Rose, a draw me like one of your French girls?
I've never seen. What movie is it?
Titanic. What?
Yeah.
So these people had to get along with you for 2 more months?
Yeah, so I'm like, Jesus. This is going to be the worst 2 months. But then I go, but I'm in Thailand. I'm single.
Mm.
Right? So maybe 2 nights after that, I went to the Ladyboy District. Just to look.
2 nights.
Yeah, because it's by the hotel, 3 blocks from, 4 blocks from
that. So you go down to Ladyboy District. What happens?
And I'm just kind of cruising.
Hi, baby.
Yeah, yeah. And go, hey.
Come inside.
Yeah. If they touch me, I go, I'm an American. You know what I mean? Don't touch me.
But do you think you get a better deal because they know you're Asian? If they see you Asian, do they give better deals?
I think they look at me the way I'm dressed and all that I have no money.
Really?
Yeah, they think that I'm the guy that like steals sake.
But do you think they upcharge for white man?
No.
For the white boy that comes?
I think that they have these desires to marry a white man and that they're going to just like a pretty woman, but in Thailand, you know?
Mm. So then wait, you walk around.
I walk around, I'm looking, but I know that they have dicks.
So?
I know, but in my head, I'm like...
Can you see their... Don't they tuck their dick? You can't see. They're wearing like little short panties and
some
stuff.
Some of them, I swear to God, if the circumstances were right...
You would.
Blowjob.
You got a blowjob?
No, I would get one.
You would, but you wouldn't do sex?
No. Because I don't like asshole love.
Hmm.
I never liked it.
But the way that they groom it, I think it's supposed to...
It doesn't... I don't like asshole love. I also heard a story once.
Have you ever had anal sex?
One time. With Kalila.
No way.
Yeah.
She let you fuck her in the ass?
One time. Well, I first stuck my finger in there a couple of times.
Yeah, I've done... Yeah, I do the finger in
and all I go up and down, side to side to get some room going. I don't like it too tight.
You're doing like a...
Yeah, like a crucifix.
Like a crucifix?
Like a crucifix, and I did a pentagram.
You know what down
yeah. I might have done a swastika. yeah. So then I stuck it in there, and it was so dry.
Well, yeah.
It was so dry. And
it's a butthole. What do you think? It's wet? It doesn't get wet.
It doesn't get wet. I didn't even come. I think I washed my dick and fucked her.
You washed, then you went in.
Yeah.
You should have washed after. Did you wash after?
No, I stuck my penis in the dirt hole.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go, I'm not into it. So I went and washed my dick and then I did vaginal sex.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Smart.
But then what happened was, I didn't know where to go for like... To get regular women, like a brothel.
You were in the Ladyboy District.
Yeah, but I didn't know where to go to get regular
just
women.
Just a prostitute.
Yeah.
A female prostitute.
So I didn't do it. But until one day I had 4 days off. You know how like sometimes you're in a different country.
It's a big stretch.
It's a big stretch and you have near not. So what I would do is I would go to the lobby and just sit there and drink coffee.
And by the bar.
No, in the hotel lobby.
And then you just wait for someone to approach you?
No, I would just sit there all day. I didn't know anybody.
Really?
Yeah, it was really sad. But then I gotta say it.
Say it.
Two movie executives from the Asian movie company were there. They walk by me and they go, hey! I go, oh, I know you guys. And they go, hey, you wanna chuk chuk? And I go... I didn't know what that meant.
You knew.
But I just got up and I just followed them. And they took me to this place called Amsterdam. It's not in Amsterdam. It's a place called Amsterdam.
Got it.
And you go in there and it's a restaurant at first. You sit there and there's a fat madame. You know what I mean? You know that there was always a fat lady that no one would ever fuck, but she runs the place?
Yep.
And she's very funny.
Yeah.
And then there was like a all-female.
She's the pimp.
Yeah. Rock group going. Rat-a-pee, you know what I mean? I swear to God. Rat-a-pee, right?
The Beatles.
Yeah, the Beatles.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
right. And then we ate fruit.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They just brought this, the biggest fruit plate I've ever seen.
Do you know why?
No, I don't know why.
Do you know that fruit makes your cum taste better?
Oh.
Well, you've never heard that before?
I ate a lot of it.
You guys know that, don't you? High sugar content makes your semen taste better.
Why?
That's why they did that.
Wow. So I'm eating it, and then
I go, what? I just turn to them. I go, what happens? And they go, then we go to another room. And in this other room is football bleachers. I'm not kidding you. Like we're going to
like
see
a game's
USC,
about to happen?
Like a USC football game. Bleachers. But instead of fans, there's women.
Mm-mm.
Yes. And they're
just
all
lined up?
They're all sitting there like I was going to do my one-man show, right? And I sat there and I go, how does this work? Do I just grab it? I mean, what the fuck happened? And the fat madame's there.
Yeah.
And she goes, no, you look at the number. So they have a pin and they have a number and then they have letters on the number.
What?
Yeah. So, and it, you know, like.
This is sex slavery.
It would say 237 and it would say.
B, 237. Bingo. Come on.
And it would say SM, which means supermodel. Oh. And they were higher, right? And then there was like.
They were more expensive?
Yeah. It would say, yeah. It would say zero V.
V is what?
Vietnamese. It's like dirt pennies. It was fucking amazing.
Same
Shut
kind of
the
brain.
Fuck up.
Same brain.
Fuck. Yeah, and keep it in. Don't even edit it out. That's what you are. That's what you are. Cut that. Cut that out. Or bleep it. Do you look like a fool? You know, it's like so funny. It's like when people do foolish things like that and they say that, they go into a thing like what you're doing. You're frozen. I know. You're frozen right now because of shame.
No, no, no. I'm listening,
no,
to your bullshit.
No, you're going like this.
No, I'm listening to your bullshit.
Oh, shit. How do I get out of this one?
No, it's not getting out of it. I'm faster than you. I'm funnier than you. I'm stronger than you. I'm taller than you. I'm better than you in literally every physical way and mental.
How do I get out of this one?
You're a a little tiny
round
booger rat.
See,
moron.
And that's where you
and you're a stupid,
that's where you're
going
to go.
You're a stupid
you're going
person.
To names.
No, you're an
you're
actual,
going to name calling.
You call me an artard.
Yeah, but we're going to cut that out so it doesn't even matter.
No, we're not. We're leaving in artard. You said it to me. You called it to me three times.
Just apologize for making a mistake.
No.
You made a mistake.
I'm not apologizing for fucking thinking something was something else. I said, no, it's a Rubik's Cube
but
movie.
Chess and Rubik's Cubes are two different things.
It's the point of the film. It's not the fucking the fucking item. It's that, there was a kid who was the champion and he got taken over. And I'm thinking, oh, it's
but
a
it
fucking
wasn't even
Rubik's
called,
Cube.
Well, how would you, Magnus, it's not even called. Your
I don't know the
called,
title of the fucking movie.
Fuck, man. You made a mistake and you look like a fool and that's all.
No, it's only because you ran into it with your car.
No.
You, it could have gone, oh, yeah, it was a Rubik's
you
Cube,
paused,
not a chess
really
one.
It was really sad to watch you just now. Just freeze and like go through that fucking thing.
You're
go ahead, go me name calling.
So
I'm fat.
Fucking
I'm weak.
Yup.
Yeah.
No,
I wouldn't be able to survive in a forest.
Fact.
Yeah, that's
fact.
True.
Unless there was a fucking bakery, then there are
but I'm alive.
An elf in a tree
I'm
who made
alive,
cookies.
Am I
you
not?
Fat piece
am
of
I
shit.
Am I not alive?
I hope your fucking feet
there
fell
we
off.
Go. Now that's,
you
that's
diabetic
here we go.
Fucking turd.
Making, when white
your
listen,
teeth
ladies
fall
and gentlemen,
out.
Bad friends, fans.
When your teeth fall
when,
out
when
from
Andrew,
smoking.
Just listen.
And your little when, rat mustache.
See what I'm, so when Andrew
your little bullshit ass dick
makes
broom,
a mistake. Right? This yeah. is how we, what are your results
No, it's to? Only when you go at it with me.
And so I want to let you guys know that we do need a therapist because he has massive issues. Look at him. He's trying to laugh it off, but I see it in his eyes.
When Bobby goes after me,
yeah.
after I said, oh yeah, no, yeah, I said that the wrong, then I have to attack you back.
No.
You put me up against the wall.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? See? See?
Yeah.
You see what you did?
What?
See what you did? You ruined my vibe. You fucked up my vibe.
I love it.
And you've never listened to the Scorpions once.
That's true.
Yeah, you fucking poser. You fake fuck.
Cut that out.
No, you Hollywood.
You cut that part.
No, no.
Yeah, you cut that
no!
part out. Yeah.
No,
you're
fuck you.
That part
no,
out.
Fuck you.
You're cutting that part
fuck
out.
Fuck you.
We're cutting that part
no,
out.
No, George, you're
fired. George, you're fired if you fucking keep that
fuck
in.
Fuck you. Then fuck you, George. Get fired, you fucking cunt. I'll hire someone else.
You cut it out.
Andres, you touch that fucking
Andres,
scorpion thing.
If you
thing,
don't cut out the scorpion, if you don't cut out the
what
scorpion
are you gonna
thing,
do?
What?
What are you gonna fucking do?
What are you so angry about? Just fuck it. Oh,
see, see how
I love it. I love it. I love it. Just wait. Just for a second.
Here's
okay?
why we have too
just,
many. We have
I just admit that you were wrong.
We had
and
too
then
many.
We just move on.
I did. I did. I
literally. Then we go. You were wrong.
Said,
and you look like a fool. That's it.
See, then you add look like a fool.
I did not add that.
You add look like a fool.
I know, but just let's move on.
No, I please, move on.
Let's move on.
I said, oh yeah,
calm
it was
down.
A Rubik's
calm
Cube
down and
movie.
Move on.
No, don't do that.
All right.
Don't go low.
Breathe. Can you breathe?
You started it.
I didn't start it.
Andres, get on the fucking
people
mic and say who started
people
it.
People are listening right now.
Shut the fuck up.
See, you're going aggressive.
Andres, who started it? Say it.
See, that we go.
Don't be a. Say it.
Wow.
What?
Yes. Stop. Everything stops.
Wait. What stops?
She said Tito Bobby because she knows.
Stop. Say it in the mic.
She did.
Tito Bobby.
I love you.
I started it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
When he was wrong, you immediately humiliated him. You could have just...
Yeah, but was he not wrong?
Yeah, but it wasn't a...
No.
Just it wasn't
let her finish! Let her finish! Go ahead.
It wasn't a big thing.
Right.
Well, he mistake like a... Exactly. Like
Thank you, Andreas. I have some defense here.
No, he's not defending you.
What were you saying, Andreas?
That he mistake a chessboard with a little cube.
Right. Is that a big pouffant?
It's a medium size.
Medium size.
Yeah. And my response was medium size.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
How big was the response, Jules?
You said the R word
over and over.
We'll cut it out.
No, we're not. We're leaving it in because we need to teach you a lesson.
All right. So I'm going to let you know, all right?
Don't point it or put your finger down. Put your little fat finger down.
All right. You just betrayed me.
Put that finger down now.
You betrayed me. Just, I know that. All right? And you know what? I'm glad I'm leaving tomorrow. And you're lucky that I'm leaving tomorrow.
Jules, I love you. You're a good friend.
Hello, Tushy!
Bob, this holiday season, I want you to clean your hole, okay? Because it's usually dirty.
I have been cleaning it with Hello, Tushy. What are you talking about?
I use Tushy. You use Tushy.
My
we use it here.
My asshole has not been cleaner.
I've seen it.
I've had a swampy asshole.
Your whole life.
For my whole life.
49
creatures
years.
Creatures live there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about poo. I'm talking about like real creatures.
100%. I've seen them come out of there.
Yeah. And so I also have saved on... toilet paper.
Yeah, we don't buy it as much anymore.
I installed the Tushy here in the studio, and it was easy to install.
No, this holiday season, make your hole feel better with Tushy. People don't know what a bidet is, and they think it's something fancy.
No.
It's not. You can get yourself a Hello Tushy for how much, Bob?
$79.
$79.
Just imagine a powerful spray right up the hole, right?
Cleaning out
and
the tush.
And it cleans it out the old-fashioned way.
Right. Bidets used to be thousands and thousands of dollars.
My God.
Now, these are good for everybody, dude. Yeah. We have one here at the studio that Rudy refuses to use because she doesn't even use the bathroom here. But Bob use it, and we use it at both of our houses. The Hello Tushy Bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free. Happy butt guarantee, 12-month warranty. Stop wiping your butt, start washing, and join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now. Hello Tushy is the perfect gift for the holidays. Get it for a friend.
Get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/bad friends. That's hellotushy.com/bad friends. For 10% off and free shipping.
hellotushy.com/bad friends.
Hello Fresh.
Hey.
Hello, Fresh.
Bob, I can't cook that well. I'm not as so smart. And I don't want to leave the house.
Let me say something, okay? You know, when I get Hello Fresh delivered to my house, right? And it has fresh ingredients.
Yeah.
And it's also, there are menus and instructions, recipes that I can follow.
They're easy to use. Yeah, it's America's number one meal kit for a reason. I use that at the house, me and the old lady. I'm not good at cooking, and I don't know anything about anything.
It's delicious stuff.
And all you have to do is follow their instructions. It's delicious. It's healthy, too, by the way.
Not only is it healthy, it's like, you know, during this pandemic, you know, it's good to have like home-cooked meals.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get all the ingredients in one spot.
I love that, man. Yeah. I do love it. You guys, if you haven't tried it, you absolutely should. It is great, delicious meals, and it's so easy step-by-step on how to use it. Go to hellofresh.com/badfriends90. Use the code badfriends90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. Mm-hmm. That's insane. hellofresh.com/badfriends90. Use the code badfriends90 to get $90 off, including free shipping to your home to get a delicious meal to you. Me and Bobo highly recommend it. If it's balut, I'm walking out.
Is it balut? Yeah. Let's try.
We have to try.
No way.
We have to try.
Let's try.
I'm gagging right now.
I never had it.
I won't do it.
Can we open it?
No.
I'll open it.
No.
Will you look?
Honestly?
You know what, dude?
You can't just
You know
try.
You're a fucking, you're a white piece of shit. You're fucking, you look down on other
This is my
cultures.
Holiday.
You look down
this
on
is
other,
my holiday.
You look down on other people's culture, dude, and stop being like that,
No,
dude.
That's what this whole thing is about.
Yeah. So give me the balut.
I'm not,
bring
no.
it here. Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it.
Don't be a fucking dick, dude.
I'm going to throw up.
You're going to eat it.
All right, you're gonna watch me throw up.
That's fine. We can. We'll watch.
No,
you
I'm
throw
not gonna.
Then.
I'm not gonna eat. But
that's so fucking rude. It's my people, dude. Okay, bring the balut.
I'm not gonna eat it.
Yeah.
Nope. Oh yeah, my yeah. God.
All right. So now, honestly, where do you get the balut?
Put it there. I'm not gonna.
You don't
touch
get
it.
This at Vons. Where do you get this at?
Where did you get it?
The Vons in Philippines.
Oh, so you just break this open?
Get him over a napkin.
Oh, yeah, give me a napkin because I've never had this before.
Don't be a dick, dude.
No, I'm
just
not being a dick.
Open your heart. I'm going to take my jacket off because I'm sweating for some reason.
Okay. Oh, God.
I'm scared. I've never done this before.
All right, so people for people that remember, balut is a Filipino. We yeah. talked about
yeah,
it last.
About it. Yeah, yeah. Give me the napkin, right? So you just crack open the top?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so let me put these back on. Crack open the top.
Oh, don't. Oh, my God.
It's so hard. It won't crack. It won't crack.
You can do it on the...
Crush it like this?
Slowly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. This fucking cracked.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Do it in the middle. Here, yeah, you have to drink the juice and you...
Okay, first, I'll just tell you what it is. This is like the movie Aliens. Remember the movie Aliens? First of all, smell it. Smell it. Smell it. Bro. Bro.
Give me the garbage can. I'm going to throw up.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
I'm going to throw up.
Honestly.
And I had good ramen. I had ramen that I liked for dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. So. So, there's juice all over the place. There's balut
juice. Just try the juice.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. Right. I'm going to throw up. Oh, my God. Oh, I got to get out of here. I have to get out of here. I'm going to throw up.
Honestly, that's so fucking gross. All right, so.
Fuck.
All right, so.
I'm going to throw up.
What is this part?
I can't see.
Oh, God.
What is that part?
That's the foot?
Oh, that's the foot. Oh, the foot.
Oh, my God.
That's the foot?
Just try this yellow.
What is the yellow, though? I have to know the body part. I don't want to look at its fucking yolk. Asshole.
I think
it's the yolk part?
Yeah.
All right, how about this, Andrew?
This is my nightmare.
I know. I'll eat a little bit of this. Yeah. You eat a little.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost threw up now.
I don't care. I'm going to try.
I'm going to throw up. Oh, God.
It's good.
Oh, God.
It's so fucking gross.
Oh, God, get that the fuck out of here. Get it out.
No, now try it.
No, I'll get it out.
All right, let's open the whole thing now.
I don't think there's any duck there.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, look, dude, look at this part.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to throw up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, there's no face. Where's the face at?
Oh, my God. Where did you get this? This is at Vons.
Oh, is that the face? Oh, my God. Yeah.
You should be ashamed. This is what I get for joking about Thanksgiving earlier.
Because I have fucking duck juice on my fucking...
Drench this table, George.
It's so not
in oh,
it's
my
so not
God,
good.
In bleach.
Yeah, where's the sauce? Do you have sauce? Yeah, you forgot? All
right. My God, is this the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life?
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm not even kidding. No, get it away!
Eat it.
Get it away!
Fucking eat it.
Dude. George, get this the fuck away!
It's not COVID. I gotta get out of the room.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Please. Are you gonna eat this? Can you eat that?
No, you're not going to eat that.
No, she'll eat
that
one.
Don't eat that.
There's the new one.
Don't eat it.
Here's the trash can. Oh, my God. I'll be right back.
If you had a ranch, are you being real?
No, I need to wash my hands.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
Because I fucking coughed into my hands.
Me too.
Oh, my fucking God.
Rudy, how much is a blue egg?
$1, no, 25 cents.
25 cents?
That's what a little bird's life is worth, 25 cents.
Yeah.
Rocks are more expensive.
By far.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? For people that didn't see the other episode, we talked about balut. It's a baby duck that they eat in the Philippines, and they just, what do you got? Salt?
Salt.
Oh, my God.
Are you really going to eat it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know if it's not rotten?
I mean, it smells rotten.
Is it rotten?
I'll try. I don't think so.
Oh, you try first, and then if your stomach hurts, then you stop? What the fuck?
The Philippines.
What kind of system is that?
I can't. And do you eat it in one whole bite?
Everything? No.
Do you eat that?
Oh, it's good.
It's good?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Look, I respect the culture.
No, you don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't.
And you know what I want to say?
What? Go
ahead. I'm sorry to the Native Americans for what they did.
What?
Yes.
Why?
I'm getting reflective.
Yeah.
Because
we're so sorry.
Because what Western Europeans did to the Native Americans is disgusting, and it's not funny, and it's gross, and this is giving me perspective.
Well, I don't know if this is a problem, but I can ask a question.
Yeah.
So she likes this actor. What's the actor that she likes?
Who?
It's like some Hispanic actor that she likes.
Michael Pena?
No. If it's him, I'd kill myself.
Fluffy?
No.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah. So anyway, I go, we were hooking up, and I go, blow me like that actor, the guy that you like, right? And she did things that she's never done before to my date.
Because she pretended you were who?
Some other actor, right?
Oh, I want to know who it is.
She lifted the shaft and she started licking my balls, right? And then she spit on it and she was like sucking on the head. Like, I was like, and I go, stop! I go, stop doing it like that! And then I got mad. I go, that's, you do it better for the other guy?
Yeah, of course.
But that's okay. But that should be okay in a healthy sexual relationship.
Fantasy. You don't ever think she's somebody else.
Don't do it. I want those moves too.
You just got them.
You got exactly.
Yeah, but as for me.
No, well, you're not you anymore.
Yeah.
You're not you anymore. You've been together too long.
Because if I'm eating out a girl today, do it like Natalie Portman. I wouldn't go and do, you know what I mean, spit and do the whole fucking thing. You know what I mean?
No, you'd sit and have a conversation with her. She's Natalie Portman. She's an award-winning actress.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Do you ever visualize she's somebody else?
Or when I'm in my mind, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you do it?
You have to.
Yeah, you don't have a choice.
You have to.
What do you mean? Yeah. Once you've had sex with your significant other enough,
dude,
your mind has to make up that there's something else.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
We do role playing.
Oh, you do? What role play?
I'll say it and then I'll see if it's okay to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see if it's okay.
Hold on.
We do camp stuff.
Like you're camping?
No, like we're at a summer camp.
What, like she's a counselor and you're a student? No shit.
Dope.
What is her name? Does she have a counselor name?
No, I just call her Counselor Kalila.
You're like, Counselor Kalila?
Yeah.
And she's like, yes, little boy. How old are you in this fantasy?
Are you Jewish? Do you put on a yarmulke?
Okay. Is it Jewish summer camp?
But I have asthma like Jewish people do.
I have psoriasis like a Jew.
Oh, yeah. So,
no dairy. Go ahead.
So I, yeah, I'm a kid.
You're a little boy and what happened? Did you be bad? Were you bad by the lake?
Look at her. Is it uncomfortable?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Do you want her out? She can get out of the room while you tell this nasty story.
It's not nasty.
Well.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll go like.
Did you get in trouble by the lake? What did you do?
Huh?
What did you do, bad boy?
She's like, come here, Timmy. She'll give me a name.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go, what did I do wrong? I'll do it with boys.
Yeah.
We're like, you know.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I told you, you know, to put away the equipment, and you didn't put away the equipment.
Right, you left the balls out.
No, but I know I was playing with Johnny and the boys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll go like, "Yeah, but when I say something, so take your pants off. You need a spanking."
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go. Okay. Right, and I'll slowly. Right. Meanwhile, like when she sees the underwear, it's just. Already, right?
Hard as a rock.
I like it, right?
Yeah.
Do you have on little boys' underwear for
of
the
course,
fantasy?
Of course.
I only have tidy whities. So,
one pair.
There's a brown streak, and it's only wet in the tip. It's a tip. There's a tip there. That's wet, yeah.
So,
and then she'll go, lay on your back. I'm going to give you a spanking, right? And I'll go, I'll lay on my back, but how can you spank me if I'm on my back?
Right.
Right.
She goes, "You're clever, Timmy." Right. And she goes, "You know your," she goes, "You know your magic stick?" I go, you mean my pee pee? Your magic stick. And I go, right? Yeah, take out your pee pee. What are you going to do? I scared.
Oh.
I would say that.
You scared?
Right. I scared. Right?
Yeah.
And then she,
okay.
You know what I mean? Let me kiss it like a lollipop. I'm already coming.
Sure.
I mean, the juices are just like, you know what I mean? It's like bubbling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like little fucking cum bubbles.
That's hot.
Right.
That is hot.
But that's
then it's
hot.
Like, you know what I mean? But then it turns into, well, I'm Timmy and she's on top of me, right? Mm-hmm. She'll switch it up, which is I don't like.
She's like, I'm Mark now.
something like that. She'll go like, you know, what do you like it, Mark or Frank? So I have to play a different character.
Oh, she wants you to switch.
Wow. Right. So like she's now fucked everyone at the camp.
Oh shit.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like she's like a serial.
She's like, run a train on me.
But now it turns into like very aggressive.
Right.
Right? Where like I'm Mark and I've already heard the rumors, right?
Right. So you know what she's been up to.
I knew all the things and I don't want to because maybe I'm gay or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it turns into me trying to get
not maybe.
Yeah. What?
Not maybe.
Yeah.
No, we are.
He may have something good, he may have nothing. You never know with him. He's a fancy bee. Fancy Bee.
Fancy Bee.
Our special guest is Andreas Fancy Bee Rosende. We're excited. He's going to be giving us his stand-up comedy stylings. And if he's good enough, he's going to open for me and Bobo when we go back on the road. You ready? You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's hear it, sweetheart.
Okay. Wait a second.
I'm ready. Yeah? Wait a second.
He has to wear his dice jacket.
What's up? What is that? A rack of DVDs back there, or is that books?
Yeah,
they're DVDs. Those are. Oh shit!
Motherfuckers! You guys keep coming back for more, huh? I guess you really need some talent on this show. Who produces this shit, by the way? Has everyone seen George? No, I'm missing him. How bad do you have to suck at your job that you get replaced by a high school girl and the show gets better? He has a master's degree, right? In what? Laughing too hard? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. One day, it was so loud in there that the neighbors called animal control because they thought you guys have a hyena in the room. George reminds me to that kid in Home Alone. If he grew up to have Down syndrome, he wants to be a comedian. Oh, yeah. He really wants to do stand-up. Your comedic inspiration is Dunning Kruger. Because you suck, but you don't know how much you suck. Learn from me. My comedic inspiration? Freddy Krueger. Because I kill every time. Even in your dreams. Anyway. So let's talk to someone else.
Who else is here?
Oh yeah. Let's go to our favorite mute of bad friends. Rose. Hey Rose, what a journey you had. You left Mayohead Ed for this shit? I know. Look, Rose or Jules or Rudy, you had more nicknames than word you have said in this show.
He laughs at himself.
It looks like you're auditioning for The Quiet Place every time. And still, you got more lines in than Bobby and the Wrong Missy.
Oh, he takes out the mic, he's slapping it, he loves it. Wow.
What? You're saying something, Jules? You have to speak into the mic. You know who that mic girl? Like Andrew avoided speaking on the set of the Disaster Artist.
You're angry.
Yeah,
I can tell.
I know why. Because it smells like George's breath, which smells like balls. Because he sucks so much of it. Jules, I wanted to understand your struggles. So, I saw 90 Days Fiancé. And yeah. Rose's dad lives on a pig farm. So, how did you manage to find the only place in America that is worse than living with a pig? Living with Bobby Lee? Since what is the American dream? Cleaning millionaires' houses. That sounds more like the Mexican dream to me. I sympathize. I also came here looking for the American dream, but mine doesn't include a knife in each hand. You have some psycho dreams, girl. Living with Bobby Lee is like living with a puppy. Except you can potty train a puppy. You're playing video games than in real life. You came here as a teenager, and now you have to raise one. Wow. Anyway, that's all I got for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, let's heckle you. Now we get to heckle you.
Sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, look at it. What's up, Pablo Espresso Bar? I like that jean jacket. Whose is that? Tell me that's your girlfriend's.
This?
Yeah.
No, this is George's.
Good. That's even better. Yeah. That's good even better.
All right, see you.
Andres.
Great job, buddy.
We love you.
Okay,
we love you
really
very much.
Fun.
Thank you.
Bye, buddy.
Real fun, bud.
You're the guy. Bye. What a champ.
What a guy.
I brought a Ouija board.
No, I can't do it.
Please.
No, I'm not doing a Ouija board.
Let's contact your dad. Please.
No,
please.
No, wait, stop. I'll be real.
Dude. Put your hand. It's just one hand.
No, hold on.
It's one hand.
No.
Let's do it.
You want to get haunted at night?
It is real. I know. And we're going to respect it. We're not. We have every idea.
I'm being real, dude.
So am I.
This shit right here.
I know it's real. So?
You just have to say goodbye.
You just have to say goodbye, and it closes the door. You start on Ouija. Here's the rules. Put your headphones on. Put your mic back. Here's the rules. You start on Ouija. Oh, that's not good. Blown out a candle to begin is a bad omen. Oh, boy, is that not good. Now that's actually scary to me. I know, but that's what it's supposed to do. It's a crickle crackle candle. Put on your headphones and get your microphone near your mouth. Okay? The proper way to do this is for you put a hand and I put a hand. Okay? All right, here we go. Bob, hold on. Listen to me. We're going to contact your pops. Okay? What's his name again?
Robert
E. Lee.
Yeah.
Bob Lee. We have to say goodbye at the end, otherwise his spirit will still remain.
Okay.
All right? Now put your two hands on. Two hands. Okay. Now calmly and slowly, the bravest amongst us asks the first question.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Dad, are you in heaven?
I am not moved. Look.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
You have to be.
No, I'm not. I promise.
Why is it moving?
What is it? What is it?
Tea?
Tea?
Yeah.
I can't read. I can't see it.
What is it?
TG?
TG. I don't know what it is.
What's TG?
He's at TGI Fridays. He loved TGI Fridays.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, he loved TGI Fridays. That's his favorite fucking restaurant.
Well, let's ask him another question. Obviously, he's having fun. This is fun. See?
There's a TGI Fridays in heaven. Oh, wow.
Well, let's ask. Okay. I want to ask him a question about you. Do you miss Bobby?
Okay.
Do you miss Bobby? Lightly. Put your finger. No, don't lean your weight on it. Should be like this.
I'm not. You're pulling.
I'm not. I swear to God, I'm not. Look. Lightly.
You're pulling.
No,
so
I'm not.
Strong.
I'm not.
You're so strong.
I'm not. I did not pull it.
Because I tried to pull it, it wouldn't pull my way.
I'm not pulling it. Come here. You have
you're
to go.
Strong fingers.
I am not pulling it.
You have strong fingers.
Do you miss Bobby, Bob Lee? I'm not.
You have to be pulling.
I'm not.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
I'm not.
You're pulling it, pushing it my way.
No, I'm not. What's that?
It says U. Letter U.
Does he miss you?
No, so what was the question?
Does he miss you?
Okay, let's get the other letters.
All right.
What is that?
M.
U-M?
Oh, I know what it is.
What's U-M?
So ask me if I'm the dad. Ask me.
Mr. Lee, do you miss Bobby? So he doesn't... Okay.
No, he's thinking about it.
Oh, he doesn't know.
You don't know. Or you at the University of Montana. Is there a University of Montana?
Of course there is.
No, be real.
Home of the Buff Bluffs. Yeah.
The Buff Bluffs are up there.
Oh, God.
So maybe that has something to do with it. Because my dad lived in Montana for a bit.
What?
UM.
Bobby, Mr. Lee, tell us, what's the one thing... What's the one thing that you would ask Bobby now about what's going on? What do you want to know about Bobby?
What do you want to know about me, Dad? Yeah,
would you? Oh, my God. What is that?
G?
You have to recenter it. Go back to Ouija and recenter. Okay. Put your fingers on lightly.
Why are you pulling?
I'm not. Oh, my God. A?
G-A?
Why? Gay.
You are pulling it with your fucking...
Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
He's how many days now?
15 days.
15 days of no pornography.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, how bad was your problem, Steve?
It wasn't that it was... Bad. It was that I didn't like what pornography was doing to my mind.
Sure.
Because I realized, I mean, because you know we're messed up. I mean, I'm not blaming him.
Don't
he definitely? I know we
have nothing to do.
I know. But you don't clump me in with your shit. But I just remember it was a progressive thing. As far as I remember, younger. This is before the internet. Like him having like a DVD. He had a whole like collection of them, and I would take one or two, and then
how many? Three.
You? He could have filled up like an Amoeba record, like a whole store. I mean, one of those booklets? You know those booklets pages, where you put CDs? Well, you know those big black thick booklet? Yeah. Like he had hundreds of those. Of just collections. Like the Beatles. Collections. Yeah, just collectors. Just filled. Sorry.
But the rest. Hey, but Steve, yeah, Steve, sorry. Let me ask you though. What was the reason that you quit? What was the moment?
Well, I realized that it affected just my relationship.
Sex life?
Yeah. Or it just kind of like it not only desensitized me, like as far as, because I noticed too, like when I was like I would be on Pornhub or X videos, my searches would be a little bit more further, like going kind of outside the box, you know?
Like what? Give us an example.
Well, it started with just like POV doggy or, you know, something like that. Or, you know, cream pie or, you know, like your, I don't know if that's standard.
That's run of the mill.
Okay. But then it started going into like crackhead cream pie. So. I'm sorry. And then, I'm not done there though.
Okay, all right.
So it started with that, and then it started progressing to grandma,
yeah,
like grandmother stuff. grandma
he was
cream
going,
pot.
Yeah, grandma me
cream pot. I was like looking at granny.
He goes,
I was looking at grandmothers.
He goes, Bob. I go, yeah. He goes, do you ever masturbate to grandmothers?
To grandmas.
I go,
like who does?
No.
Like,
he goes, oh, okay. And he just hung up.
So just the. Just the type of...
Why do you like grandmas?
Well, I'll tell you how it makes you feel afterwards.
Okay,
when you're laying there and you had just ejaculated watching a grandmother getting cream pied, you don't feel so good about yourself.
No.
I would think you would, yeah.
I mean, that walk of shame to the bathroom to clean up is a lot more worse than
especially,
I would.
Especially if it's still playing in the background.
The Bad Friends Drinking Game. Here's how you play. Every time Bobby Lee says...
The thing is that...
Have a drink. Must be legal drinking age to play.
But whatever, dude. We're not the fucking cops, okay?
Wow, that's really nice of you.
But I'm doing this for you because I really want you
to
quit
smoking.
Do you
care, though, really, or...?
Yeah, see, this is what's annoying.
Is it for
this is the crux of what we're talking about.
Let me say it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you... Here's my question for you.
Why is it...
Why do you have to assume ill intent with everything that either one of us are doing when it comes to our friendship towards you?
Automatically.
Yeah, it's just automatically. There's some kind of... I have no agenda. I have genuine love for you.
I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
Well, let me explain something real fast. Yes, it's on the show because I think it's entertaining to put on the show. But I knew the only way you would take me serious is if I put it on the show. If I said I'm going to get you hitting up a therapist off air, you'd be like, I don't want to do it. Fuck you. Shut up. Leave me alone.
I'm just going to give you an example.
That's true.
True.
I'm just going to give you an example. This encapsulates my relationships with you Hollywood types.
Oh, my God.
I'm a man of the people.
You're the most Hollywood.
I'm a man of the people.
You're wearing a $9,000 shirt.
What?
You're wearing a $9,000 shirt.
This is $90 a shirt.
You're
the most Hollywood
You're the most Hollywood guy on earth.
I know.
I take very big offense to that.
Oh, you're the Hollywood
motherfucker. All right, I'm a man of the people.
Oh, all right? Oh my God.
All right, I grind it out with the fucking common folk.
You complain constantly about not being around common folk.
That's not true. That's
you
not
say
true.
Stuff to, you know what you said to me on the when we had dinner at the house?
What?
About the steak thing? What? And I said, oh man, I should go get steaks. And you go, ew, no, have someone bring us steaks. That's what you said.
Yeah, Postmates.
Was he complaining?
Postmates. Yes.
Because he's always telling me I'm complaining.
Yeah,
he complains. All this motherfucker does is complain.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you.
But the narrative is out there that all these fucking idiot-ass fans like, oh, you're complaining again, Griffin? Because anything he says. So I got to have Fat Lando for the rest of my fucking life. You know, all the shit that these people say to me, and that's one of these narratives where
that's
I go, this motherfucker complains all the time. We commiserate with each other, but then you put it out there like I'm the only...
going to tell you a story of that encapsulates...
Please.
My fucking relationship with you Hollywood types.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to say that again.
Go ahead.
We're not Hollywood types.
All right, so I have a friend named Steve Byrne.
We know him well.
Okay, so he calls me one day and he says...
Is this an Asian beef?
It's not an Asian beef.
Okay, I'm just...
No, why? Because he happens to be half Korean?
I love Asian beef, by the way.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mongolian?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He calls me one day and he goes, Penang. I'm doing a movie, he says.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I go, okay, cool. I want you in it. Thank you. A week later, when I'm supposed to shoot, right? I see Jimmy O. Yang going, I'm in Steve Byrne's movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's good. He's a good actor, and he's very funny.
Listen, I picked Steve.
I would pick Jimmy O. Yang. I get that.
He's really good.
Go ahead.
It's either him or Dat Fan. You know what I mean?
Either or.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, you see Jimmy O. Yang.
He's shooting the movie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I call Steve and I go, hey, I thought you called me for the movie. He goes, yeah, you know, I'm going to use Jimmy O. Yang.
Yeah.
You know, but was my feelings hurt? No, because that's what I expect out of you types.
This is not, Steve Byrne has nothing to do with us.
Wait, Andrew. Would this kind of be like if I said, hey, let's do a podcast together?
Yeah.
And then you go, I decided to go with Andrew.
No.
Because, see, you Hollywood type.
No, you Hollywood type. Listen.
You're a Hollywood motherfucker.
Hey, you.
You a Hollywood motherfucker.
I already told you.
How is it different? Tell me how
it's
different.
Let me tell you something. I already told you why.
You two Hollywood types.
I said, right, stop. I said, like to you, I said, you know how he is like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
He's a bully.
He's aggressive.
He's a bully.
He's a bully.
Shut up.
He's a big
bully. Shut up.
Bully. And he's cornering me into a fucking, like, you know, it's like.
And you know I'm nice.
You're nice.
And you took advantage of that and didn't tell me like you wanted Steve Byrne to tell you.
No, that's not true.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that I already called you. And
would
I
you have wanted a respectful call from Steve Byrne being like, Bobby, I've actually decided to go in a different direction. Would you have liked that call? Would that have made you feel good?
Right, and that's why I called you.
You didn't.
This is the same call.
No.
Yeah, I called you and I said, this motherfucker. Talk man to man, right? Friend to friend, right?
Oh.
Yeah, and that, I said,
wow.
You know what?
Was I on that call?
Yeah, I called you.
So he threw me under the bus. He goes, he's a bully. He blamed everything on me. By the way, this wasn't even my idea.
Whose idea was it? Yours. My idea?
Kalila was the first one that said, you guys really should. The fans in The Last Belly said, you should. You should. You should. So then it was, you should. You should. You should. And then we finally just, I said, do you want to do one? I'll do one. Are we going to do one or no? And then you said, well, you know, Griff had asked me before, but it never worked out because then we did Belly. And then you said to me, no, we can't do a show. And I said, okay. And then I said, do you want to do one or not? After the third time we did the show, and well, you guys should just do one together. So don't put it on me.
No, you're twisting my fucking mind right now.
How?
You're a mind twister.
How? That's true.
No, to Talia,
he's a mind twister right now, dude. Right? I am upset to leave everyone here in LA, and
it's not true.
I do.
You're
and
so excited to go to Hawaii.
I'm so excited, but I'm very excited as well, and I'm so grateful for my life. I really am. I love everything. I look around my life. I wake up.
Yeah.
And I walk outside my house. I see little Jules sleeping in her room, and the dogs, you know what I mean, running around. And I look at my beautiful girlfriend.
You're about to say wife.
Soon to be wife. And
are you really going to get married?
I'm going to marry her. Yeah.
When?
Soon.
Well, the fans want to know.
I just don't know how to do it.
The engagement?
Yeah.
Would you have a ring?
I'll get one.
Well, that's probably the first step. You have
I'll
to get
Etsy or something. Get it?
Not on Etsy. eBay.
Etsy.
eBay.
Etsy's cheaper.
Is it?
I don't know. I'll go to eBay.
What do you think you would do for a proposal?
Probably put in a cupcake, but then she won't eat the whole thing.
Right. She's not. Yeah. If she yeah.
So then I'll, and then I'll do, you got to eat more of it.
You know what you should do?
What?
Have one of the dogs eat it and be like, oh my God, we have to take him to the vet. And they go to the vet and then they cut the dog open.
Right. And there's
and
a
the ring.
Ring
inside.
Yeah. And the dog is hemorrhaging. Hemorrhaging. And while it's bleeding out, I look out and they find the ring. I go, will you marry me?
Perfect.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. A good one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You just got to hope the dog doesn't die.
Yeah.
But if it does, you're already at the vet.
Or stick the ring inside my anal canal.
Canal,
right? Yeah. And I'll say, finger me. Right?
Will she?
And then she fingers me with this. I go, no, with this finger.
Use your ring finger.
Ring finger, right? And then boom. And then as she pulls it out.
Yeah, it's on.
Will you marry me?
That's perfect.
Pretty good. What else is another one?
Oh, Rudy, are any of these good, do you think? A good way for a girl to get proposed to?
I like the dog one.
The one where...
Yeah, of course you do.
So creepy.
I know, because everything that I do, right, you don't like.
No, she likes how sadistic it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yours is dirty, and this one was death. She likes death.
Oh, she wants sadistic and death.
Yeah, like Rudy's the kind of person that...
All right, well then I stick the ring. Right? If you walk into a green room,
yeah,
there are some comics, and they can't help themselves. They'll go... Dun, 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 gong, when I walk in.
They do that too when you
yeah,
walk
yeah,
in?
Yeah, when I walk in. And then I've been conditioned to laugh at it.
But it hurts.
It does. It burns.
Really?
Yeah, it burns. But you have to go, that's a good one. You know what I mean? When you've seen it 30 million times in your life,
of
right?
Of course. Yeah.
Which is when they go gong and then they giggle. You
Wait,
know what I mean?
People are really doing that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you walk in the room.
Yeah.
Well, tell Tom about you learning about microaggressions.
All right, so yesterday I went to I was just Googling things. This is before I found out that Trump had COVID, and then I went to my high school. You know, I'm obsessed with my high school, so I went to Poway High School. I Googled that on YouTube, and then they go,
"Wait, you're obsessed with your high school?"
Yeah, dude, it's so pathetic. Yeah, he wants to be in the high school Hall of Fame.
They don't respect me.
He wants to be in the alumni, the notable alumni.
They don't like me. They don't like me.
How are you not in the notable alumni?
I am on Wikipedia, but I'm not by them.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because yeah.
Is this a big high school?
It's pretty big, yeah. They don't find me to be a credible, you know, entity when it comes to, like, fame.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Right? They think that, like...
That's kind of hard to believe, man.
Well, they have people that are, like, if you look it up, we've done this before on the show, where you go, you Google, you know, their, you know, notable...
yeah, alums.
Alums, and it's like, you know, Ving Trang, who, you know, plays the violin the orchestra.
How many seasons were you on Mad TV?
8.
Come on, man. Like, that alone.
But they don't care.
But anyway, I was on the air for 8 fucking years?
17. Well, the show was on air for 14 years.
The one that you were on, though.
Yeah, but I was on the show the last 8 years of Mad TV.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I met you on the street. I met you on the street when you were doing that.
And I remember that.
No, you don't.
What a great day.
Wow.
You don't remember
it.
Yeah,
Tomas.
I have a vivid memory of meeting him on the street.
He says this all the fucking time. Go ahead. Tell him.
It was a fucking, you're with some tall blonde, really tall.
Was she cute?
Yeah. She was like 6'1". And then.
Look at it.
I was super, yeah. I was like excited to meet you.
Yeah.
And we started riffing like a bit right there on the street.
Yeah.
And you hopped on my back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
you don't remember that. Do. You don't remember that.
Yeah, I do. I hopped on your back and I go, I whipped you and I go, gallop on.
No, that's not the bit.
Fatty.
Nope.
No. No.
Nope. It was about a fire rescue thing.
And oh, it was?
I was rescuing you from a burning building.
Tom, let me just say something. When I see people with your body type,
yeah,
I always jump on the back.
Just body type meaning, you know, I can do deadlifts.
No. Body type meaning that you're not, you know,
bench press.
Morbidly fat like some people we know. Right? But you have a thickness to you.
Yeah, I'm a thick boy.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not a bad thing.
And can you believe he's saying this? Bobby, you're basically like, you're just a squished figure of a taller fat guy, Bob. That's all. You're just if somebody accordioned a taller fat guy.
Jules liked that one.
Yeah. And hey, Andrew.
It's true. What you talk like you're not, like you call him thick. You have such a rotund belly. You have a pot belly.
I'm fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not denying that.
Yeah, but you say you jump on his back.
Because I'm smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, so
a smaller fat guy is going to jump on a fatter fat guy's body.
Right.
Is that the reverse? I'd get crushed by him.
Let's go.
Oh, shoot.
Every fucking time.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, no, no.
You're such a fucking brat. What do you want?
I want her to ask me how I'm feeling.
And how often do you genuinely ask him how he is?
You make me sound like I'm the bad guy.
Get closer to the mic. Don't back away.
Yeah, you have to get closer to the mic so we can hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Get closer to the mic.
Get
closer to the mic.
Get
closer to the mic.
No.
Get closer. Get closer to the mic. Don't go away.
Hey, talking to the mic.
Just keep your mouth right where the mic is.
Closer to the fucking
mic. Closer to the mic. Closer to the mic. Get closer to the mic.
Talking to the mic.
Get closer to the mic, Jules.
Talking to the mic.
Your mouth closer.
Talking to the mic.
Talking to the fucking mic, Rudy.
Boo boo.
Happy Halloween.
Get closer to the mic.
This mic's actually get close to you. I think we should just we can take over. Do you think the show would be successful if we would do it?
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Look, we even have some of the homeless plus clothes from Tito Bobby. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, welcome to Bad Friends.
Hi.
Right? And I can just yell at you because that's super easy. It's like, you're late! You're late today! Why are you late? Right? You just have to do nothing. This is the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
They don't even know how much we do.
Can I still have my knife?
Yeah, I think you should have your knife.
Okay.
That's it. There you are.
If they interrupt us, then...
Then we use it?
Yeah.
That would be nice. Be so nice. I think this will be so much nicer.
You talking now? You starting? Yeah, why don't you start the podcast? Let them start the podcast.
ahead. Is it on? Everything on?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Welcome to Bad Friends.
Hi.
We decided to take over Bobby and Andrew.
Yeah.
Because this is such an easy job.
We just get to talk and shout at each other.
Right. Right.
And be mean.
Be mean. We could be good friends instead of bad friends.
Yeah.
Right? We're way nicer. So what did you do today, Juliana? Did you sleep until like 4?
No, I slept until 5. And I woke up because the constructors were coming to our house because yesterday Tito Bobby flooded the house.
No.
Well, we were on the beach.
No, I didn't fucking...
Shut up! Shut up!
Yeah.
Right, so what else happened?
And then the floor is broken, and then we have to move to another house in a week.
How did he do that?
I don't know. He couldn't hear it, but I don't believe him.
Was he playing video games?
He was doing yoga.
Nah. He was exercising?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You guys are doing a good job with him.
What about you, Amir? Tito Bobby, can you get closer to the mic?
I am close.
Closer.
This is it. It's right in my mouth.
No, closer.
I'm close now. This is the way. It can't get any closer than this.
That's what you do.
To read a scene from Hunter Hunter, her favorite show. And we'll let the fans decide if this is quality material or not.
Who am I going to play?
Which one am I? Andres?
You're Kahlua.
I'm Kahlua. I'm Kahlua.
I'm Ikalgo?
Yes.
Yeah, which one? You're Ikalgo. Well, go ahead and tell us how to say the name. Yeah, you're the one that you're the expert.
Kahlua. And Ikalgo.
Ikalgo. Do I get
it? This is my wig that they got for me. Do you want to wear this?
No, you can wear it.
It's not going to fit on your head. Well, because I need to look Asian. You guys do look Asian. I'm the only one in here that doesn't look Asian, so I need to look like an Asian. Okay. Do I look Asian?
No.
That didn't work? I don't look Asian?
No, you look better.
I look gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I look more good. Okay. I'm Kahlua, and who's Rudy?
Nothing.
Rudy's not in this.
No.
I'm just going to read.
Oh, you're going to read the you're going to be the narrator.
Yes.
Yeah, because we can't hear Fancy B. He's too tough to make out. Ready? Okay, here we go. This is a scene from Hunter Hunter, Rudy's favorite show. Look at her smile. Look at off the head. See, we try to make her happy too. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rude.
Previously on Hunter Hunter.
These suction cups save me. Anyway, aren't you an octopus?
Oh, don't call me.
Intro sequence. Hunter, Hunter.
Go ahead.
Strange bees and monsters, vast riches, hidden treasures, evil hunts, uncharted frontiers, the mysterious unknown, the people who are captivated by the magic in those worlds are called hunters. A mob of assassins attacks Kahlua after he and Gon split up to stop the selection. One of them is Ikalgo, an octopus chimera ant.
Aren't you an octopus?
Don't call me octopus!
He flies away.
See ya! I need to find a new horse, or I can't charge up my next shot. I'll let the ortho siblings take it from me here.
But out of nowhere, Kahlua jumps on him, grabs his gun, and attacked himself to a rock using the chimera arms.
Yo! We meet again.
So we do. Long time no see, you know?
Can I ask you something?
Sure, go ahead.
Why didn't you dive underwater to escape? You should have an advantage in the water. Don't tell me you can't swim. It's the blood, right? When they smell blood, your buddies in the water go berserk and ask the injured, no matter who it is. With those wounds, if you went in there, you'd be torn to shreds. Am I wrong?
Well, I suppose that one way too.
Andreas, you're the dragonfly. Or dragonfly.
Ikago, did you finish off the kid?
No, he didn't change his voice.
Jesus Christ. Voice. Try to change your voice.
Or anything. Cut, do it again.
Cut. Lead him into it with your oh well line.
Oh well, I suppose that's one way too.
Ikago, did you finish off the kid?
Same voice. He didn't even like, didn't make like a small attempt to change the voice.
A shift or anything?
We're going to do it one more time.
One more time, bro.
It's not even hard,
it's
Andreas.
Not hard at all. Oh, well, I suppose that one way too.
Ikago, did you finish off the kid?
He's fired. You're fired, dude.
No, wait, let's give George a shot.
George, go ahead. Right. Try to be the dragonfly.
Well, I suppose that one way too.
Oh, Ikago, did you finish off the kid?
Pretty good.
You're hired.
No, we were still fighting.
Who are you talking to?
He screwed up.
Wait. Oh, did we change roles there?
Yep.
Let me do it again.
Okay.
No, we're still fighting.
Who are you talking to?
I screw up.
Right. You all can communicate via telepathy. Talking to your boss, it's that guy who was flying over me, right?
Wait. Now look here. Oh, so.
Hey, Ikalgo! Answer me!
He's Spanish.
He's Spanish now.
It's so funny. He sounds more Hispanic than Andres does.
Yeah. You could say that what I might be doing. Yes, we're still fighting.
A dragonfly creature flies in the forest.
I think Jules, you're the creature, but you should do a different accent.
Okay, ready? A dragonfly creature enters the forest.
Oh, sorry to interrupt you. Let me know if you learn anything. If he sees a dozen of dragonfly flying around inside a cave, the enemy would go suspicious. I won't be able to send my satellite. Dragonfly inside!
Very good, Jules.
Back in the cave. Let's make a deal then. If you tell me about his power, I'll spare your life. You have 10 seconds to answer.
Kila throw the chimera arms in the water. The sea creatures go crazy, devouring it.
8 seconds left.
Ikalgo is puzzled.
6 seconds.
Ikalgo's mind wanders, dreaming.
I wanted to give him bonus kid. I wouldn't give anything to have been a trophy imperator. Do similar. If so, you're mistaken. Octopi are ugly. Squids are squidorific. I think they look divine.
2 seconds.
I won't betray a body.
Ikalgo cut his arm off and falls in slow motion.
Yes, I could see that in your eyes.
I can only hope that in my next life, I'll be born a squid.
With quick moves, Killua catches Ikalgo, rescuing from a certain death.
Why?
Because you're a cool guy. In different circumstances, we could have been friends.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I kind of want to watch the show now. Are we close?
Your voices are very different because Killua is a 11-year-old.
Oh.
Oh. What's Ikalgo?
Ikalgo is an octopus. He has like a squeaky voice.
Why does he keep saying don't call me an octopus when he is one?
Because he doesn't want to be an octopus.
What does he want to be?
A squid, because all of his friends bully him.
Oh, this is deep.
Oh, we did. That's the context that we should have had.
Well, if you read scripts, you'd know context.
Yeah.
Lesson is learned here. That's pretty impressive, though. I got to be honest with you. At first, I thought that was going to be like a fooey, and I really did like it. Like, at first, I was like, this is stupid, but it's really good, huh? Yeah.
Could we try three crazy... Andrew over here, he's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You're nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a goof.
Yeah.
Could we try and actually get in it for at least 10 minutes at some point in this podcast?
I think we should do an improv game. What do you think? So you say a sentence of a story. Andrew has never said no once.
Yeah. If a camera's been on him.
You know, just an old-fashioned Second City improv game. You know what I mean? Where we...
An OFSS.
And I'll make it up. I don't even know if this is a game. But you tell me one sentence of a story, right? One sentence... I'll do the second sentence, and we'll just keep going. Jules, you have to...
Oh, that is a game where you do one word.
No, one word. No, Jules.
Word. One word.
Everyone says one word. Is that what it is? Is that the sentence?
You say one word, and then you try and keep the cadence of an actual story.
Yeah. You want to try that?
A phrase or a word? Which one
we're telling a story.
Let's do the phrase. One word, I mean. Let's do a word.
Okay, just a word.
Yeah. So, Jules, you're playing, number one. And number two, this is how it works.
No, this
is
how
you
works. We'll be right back.
Yeah. But that's exactly how it is. You everyone says this, you know what I mean? You're supposed to say it. Jules, you're supposed to say it. But it's fine, all right?
Jules?
Do you not want to try it?
Jules?
I'm ready to go.
All right. Once
there
was
a
pumpkin
gourd
in
Connecticut.
And
it
went.
What did she say?
Went.
Yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
This is
get closer
work.
To the
She's
mic.
Not speaking. Yeah, you have to get closer to the mic.
Also, Jules. you can't like take time. It has to be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, no one could take time. All right?
I didn't.
Yeah, you
She's
did.
She's got to speak up. She's got to
speak up.
You got to
speak up.
No.
Okay. Right?
And louder. Put the mic
here
to
we
your
go.
Mouth.
Ready?
I'm sorry. I vowed never to say that again. Put the fucking mic to the mouth.
Okay.
All right. Don't get angry.
All right, here
I love
we go.
You.
Ready?
Okay. So.
Once.
There.
Was.
A.
Woman.
Named.
Chlorine.
And.
She.
Swam.
Very.
Well.
But.
One.
Time.
There.
Was.
This.
Huge.
Pumpkin.
All right.
Wait, stop.
What does that have to do with the swimming?
Wait, I don't stop. All right. You know, the last one we did. No, it's just fine. It's our first improv game. The last one we did, we brought up the pumpkin, and I'm just saying, there's just so many, you know, nouns that you could appear, right?
Anything,
right?
Anything.
On the earth, you know what I mean? Whatever. And you chose pumpkin, all right? So let's start over, right? And not use, we're starting complete. So this time, don't use previous words so that you can, you know.
Okay.
Why don't access- we, Bobby, I have a question.
Yeah.
How about the three of us try to explain this to her real quick by using the game?
Okay.
All right, yeah. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
First,
you
have
to
talk
directly
into
the
microphone.
Then
you
must
explain
to
the
audience
that
we
are
not
that
smart.
I really like this podcast. So, one last one.
Just yeah, let's do one.
And giggles.
But I want Rudy to start it. So
yeah,
Rudy
you have to start
it,
Rudy.
Okay, one
time
I
ate
a
pumpkin.
It's like I've known you.
Hold
all-
on, is that music? Oh, are you cleaning a knife?
Yeah.
What is that for?
I just bought it.
What?
I just brought it at home.
You brought that knife?
Yeah.
Here.
I asked Auntie Kalila if like I can play with it and like maybe decorate it here. And she said, yeah.
Wait, whose knife is that? I've never seen that knife before in my life.
No, I bought it at home and then I brought it here.
You bought it
yeah.
in the mail?
Yeah.
And you brought it here?
Yeah, on Amazon.
Holy.
You brought that. And what is that knife for?
I thought that I could play with it, but then I I thought also that I could like decorate my table.
Oh, you want to decorate your table with a fucking
that's her station.
Klingon hunting knife?
That's your station. You're allowed to do whatever you want to your station.
Yeah.
This is really weird because I did not see.
Dude, I heard a sing sing and I'm thinking it's music.
No,
I'm serious. I heard sing sing and I'm thinking, oh, someone's got music on in their headphones.
No.
But she's cleaning the knife.
Yeah.
It's kind of rusty.
What's did you know this was you brought this? You saw her bring this in.
I swear to God on my mother's life that I did not see her bring that into the car.
No, I did. You remember when we got out? I grabbed my hand at the back.
Is there a sleeve that it goes in? Is there like a leather pouch?
Yeah. Yeah. I think you cleaned it enough. Stick it back in the pouch.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit.
This has the dried blood of soldiers on it. Look at that. That's the dried blood of men.
Yeah.
Where did you buy this, Rude?
Amazon.
Yeah, but like from just like a guy?
Yeah.
Is it handmade?
I don't know, but it was like $25.
Do you want to cut something?
That's all it was, is $25?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let me see.
Should I cut this as hard as I can?
No.
Why?
Can I hold on to it?
God, I don't trust you with it so much.
Give me the fucking knife.
Say please.
Please.
Fuck no. Jag off.
You're a jag
giving
off.
You a fucking weapon. I'm giving you a weapon?
Really? I don't have Amazon. I can't get a knife as well.
Then get a knife and bring one yourself.
I will. I'm going to bring other things as well. Okay? Give me the knife.
Put your hand out real fast. Let me do the knife game. You know the knife game?
All right, do it. See what happens.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Put it more in the middle. I can't really. All right, ready? Oh, man. This is so fucking...
Can I do yours now?
No, because you'll stab me on purpose as a bit. No, you're going to do it as a bit.
I'm not going to do it. Why would I stab you as a bit? I'm going to do it.
Because you would do it, and then you'd go, oh, my God, I was just kidding.
No.
Yes, you were.
What? You have no trust with me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, put your fucking hand down, or I'm leaving. That's not fair.
If you stab my fucking hand.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of you.
You don't think that's going to be a... Yeah, be a man, dude.
Slow. You cocksucker. Oh, no, don't go faster. Oh, fuck this shit. Rudy, why do you have this?
That's so scary that you have that.
I thought, I don't know.
Get close to the mic. Rudy, get close to the
fucking...
This is important.
You thought what?
I thought that I could decorate.
I know, but...
Yeah, but you get candles and, you know, and photographs. That's what people use in America.
Yeah, but then everyone's like saying that I'm Rudy with a knife.
You are Rudy with a knife.
Yeah, because you had one dream, but that doesn't make you who you are, because you had a dream.
But yeah, it's also nice.
She does like knives.
She does like knives. Oh, my God. She's a spooky girl. Oh, that's right.
That's
yesterday
right.
was Mother's Day.
So we put together a little video. Some of the fans sent in Mother's Day pictures. We really appreciate it. Mm. We want to say thank you for that. Go ahead. Yeah, you fucking piece of shit. Don't talk shit about my mom.
The hovel is what I like to call her.
Yeah, so this is a lot of the fans sent in pictures of their mom, and we put together a little something for Mother's Day. Let's enjoy it.
Is it our pictures of our moms or?
It's our fans' moms.
Our fans? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Don't make fun of them, by the way.
Yeah.
This is no
Happy
way.
Mother's Day mamas.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful women across the world.
Oh, there we are.
Listen to the song. You know it. Go ahead, girl. I want to take your mama out for date night. Make her feel all right. Give a conversation till the daylight, cause she is so damn tight. I pick your mama up in a Ford Flex that I borrowed from my last ex. Leave your purse, mama, cause I got checks. Tonight gonna be about mental sex. We hit up TGI Fridays. Take the scenic route, forget the highways. There's no such thing as my way. It's about you, mama, you my baby. When dinner's done, take your ass straight home. Walk you to the front door so you're not alone. Kiss your hand and say thanks for the love you've shown. Get back in my car and then I'm gone. Show you respect like the queen you must be. You never stutter, always speaking directly. You ever need me, mama, you just text me. Until then, you stay so damn sexy. Happy Mother's Day, mama. Happy Mother's Day, mamas.
Oh, wow. You would have been better is if we'd done that video, but you lip-synced it.
That lip-sync what?
Because at first when we were playing the video, I thought, Andrew's singing this live. Wow, what a talent.
I don't remember the lyrics. I wrote them when
just
I was
just try trying. It. Let's just try one real quick.
By the way, I do want to say this seriously. Some of the fans sent in, a lot of fans sent in pictures
beautiful,
of mom.
Beautiful mothers.
And some of the fans' mothers passed away. And it's a lot, some of these photos are of moms that are not with us anymore, which I just want to say we appreciate. You know, Bob knows about a loss of a parent. So it's cool that people included their moms that were gone. It was a big deal. I thought that was very nice. That's why the song is not disrespectful. It's very respectful to mamas.
The video.
Okay.
Obviously, if I'm running,
mm-hmm.
I know my frailties.
Right.
I'm not like Trump where I'm like, I know everything, right? I trust me.
Yeah.
I know my frailties.
You'd go back
I know
on
I'll
so
be
much.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to need somebody, right, that, you know what I mean, could really
imagine,
back me up.
Imagine how big your teleprompter would need to be. You can't read the TV that's 3 feet away.
Oh, no, I would never read the prompter. I would
so what would you do with speeches?
Improvise.
Oh, you'd improvise every speech?
Every speech.
All right, here we go.
a national address right now. You're the president of the United States.
Oh, God, not this.
Yes, we're going to do it. You're going to look right into your camera right there. No, this one right here. Yeah. Right, that one straight ahead.
Which one right here?
I want you to make a national address to the country to tell them that we're...
I'm not going
to
be funny about it, but I want to be real.
Yeah, of course. That's what they need out of you. You're the president.
Because a lot of times when I do these improvs, I lean toward funny.
Don't be
funny.
I'm not going
to do it. I want to be real
about
it.
This is real.
All right.
Okay, so I want you...
Do not laugh.
I'm not going to.
Because it's not funny.
Tell her. She's the one that does it.
All right.
I want you to address the nation and tell them that we're...
What's going on, though? Tell me the scenario.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
We're under attack right now. We've had a terrorist attack. Okay?
Okay.
All right?
Where?
In New York City, in the subway line.
Okay.
But can I tell you what was going on down there?
What?
A bunch of terrorists decided to start raping...
That's all you need to know.
Raping and killing people in the subway.
You're my Secretary of Defense.
In the subway.
This is what's going to go on backstage, by the way. You're my Secretary of Defense. You're telling me.
Sir, okay. Sir, a bunch of people...
I got it.
Okay. So you need to address the country.
I got it.
In three...
You said terrorists?
Two.
New York. Hiri, hiri.
Look
Don't
there.
Laugh.
Okay. Well,
you're my Secretary of Defense. Hiri, hiri to the people. You know what I mean? I, your president, have a national address for you. Okay. As we know, our Constitution creates a foundation for in which we must react to global epidemics and also national ones. And something horrific occurred in New York City. I also want to add that I, as president, to the people, right, based on all the amendments, especially the second one, and all of them, they're all important, by the way. The amendments were created, right, as, you know, a tool set in which we can look down the line. We have 50 plus amendments. There are a lot. There are a lot, all right?
Tell them what happened.
We'll get to that because I know that I have to fill 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, but they want
to
know what happened. Tell them what happened, sir. Sir.
I'm sorry, sir.
People are dying.
All right. This is no laughing matter. I apologize. This is no laughing matter, right?
Mm-mm.
Yesterday, last night.
Last night.
Last night at 2 in the morning. So technically today. So technically today, right? Although some would assume that it happened yesterday because it happened in the wee hours. Yesterday at 2 in the morning in the subways of our great city of New York, which is a part of the United States of America.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know why. Oh, sorry.
What happened, sir?
A gang of terrorists, ISIS, a.k.a. Al-Qaeda. A.k.a., you know, from Turkey.
What?
Yeah, Hassan.
Okay.
Hassan and his wife.
Okay.
Hassan and his wife, right? They dispatched their cronies, a.k.a. the ISIS, right? To come into our great city of New York, which happens to be in the United States of America, right? To terrorize us, right? With their ideology that's based on scriptures that don't go against the Bible. They do go against the Bible. What? They have a different ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Although, be it, we have freedom of religion in this country.
Yes.
So you may worship any God that as you want. So I am not judging one's religion or sect or
dominatrix.
Dominatrix, right? But yesterday at 2:32 p.m.
Right,
of today, right, in the subways of our great city, you know, they attacked a bunch of
elderly people
in the subways. Now, what this elderly group of people were going to a volleyball game. They were going to a volleyball tournament, in Brooklyn, right? They were going from Queens to Brooklyn, right? They were this elderly volleyball team, right? They're called the Hazmatics. And they were fighting, you know what I mean? The Crutchers.
Crutchies.
The Crutchies in the final senior citizen
tournament.
Volleyball tournament.
Championship.
Right? Championships in Brooklyn. And they were waiting for the subway, right? And as you know, at 2:32 in the morning, the subways, they're not as active as often, right? And they come in waves. the subways. Mm-hmm. So in the window between, you know what I mean, stop and go, between the two junctions, mm-hmm. right, to the people, right? Hiri. Right? No, I'm not done.
Oh, shit.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Yeah. A gang of Al-Qaeda, Assan, terrorists, right? They came in with their masks. Oh. We had no idea what was going on. We also have the best police force in the subways of New York, mm-hmm. right? And they patrol them, you know what I mean, at every hour, in every station, in every point.
Yeah.
And we, our salutes to them. So we salute them. All the seniors were raped. They were raped. They were bent over the benches down there in the subways in a line, right?
Yeah.
And these Al-Qaeda ISIS people, mm-hmm. right? They bent each one of them over. Mm-hmm. They lubed their dicks because, as you know, American citizens and senior citizens, they have dry mm-hmm. orifices because they're getting old, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were raped, mm-hmm. then murdered, then left to rot.
Oof.
This morning at 8 in the morning is when they were found.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so Hiri, 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 God bless America. We will get these perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
And so long.
Honestly?
Yeah, pretty good.
I mean, as your Secretary of Defense?
Pretty good.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.